Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. I got this note from Cynthia Sanchez in Aurora that says, what will happen when pigs learn to fly? The price of bacon will skyrocket. Come on, John, read my joke, she says. And it dawned on me that it's not just hearing your name. We can't read all the jokes that come in, but some of you want that validation. You want to hear your joke. And Cynthia, I read that because it seems to be important to you, but not because I think it rises to the level of speed jokes. But here we go. We got jokes from Harlan, who said, I'm starting to think you got a larger contingent here in Arizona than you do in Chicago, John. We do get a lot of Arizona jokes. We got one from Shell in Aurora and Mary Lou Hott, who's now living in Northwest Arkansas. And Ed sent us a joke from Lyle. He's the proud owner of a coveted WGN Speed Jokes coffee mug. Neil Munt in Watertown, Wisconsin, and Father Ron in Peru. And Steve Paul and Nancy from Arlington Heights. She's the wife of Robert Mueller, author of A World War II Visitor Guide to Normandy, Market Garden, and Bulge Battlefields. Pete in the Florida Keys, thank you. Gary from Palos Park. Larry Doransky in Chicago, Brian Penikoff in Gurnee, and Barb Ebner in LaPorte. Mike Pusateri in Edison Park, that's Chicago. And Doug Cohenauer in Plymouth, Wisconsin says, thanks for a great show. I listen every day while woodworking in my shop. You know, as a kid, Dave, I used to watch The Wizard of Oz, and I wondered how someone could talk if they didn't have a brain. Then I go to Facebook. Walmart had to remove 50,000 milk cartons from their store. The labels on the cartons were changed to open at home instead of open here. I found marriage to be very educational. For example, I had no idea there was a wrong way to put milk in the fridge. My friend Gemma Pell had a hard time introducing herself on a recent trip to France. So, as you know by now, this is the Chinese Year of the Dragon, but wouldn't you know it, I'm still writing Year of the Rabbit on all my documents, duh. I personally think Cinderella should have lived happily ever after with all of her animal friends instead of settling for a man who had her try on a shoe because he couldn't recognize her without makeup. I mean, come on. My wife made me take my mother-in-law to the beauty parlor last Saturday. We were there for 3 hours, and that was just for the estimate. I just got back from a pleasure trip. I drove my mother-in-law to the airport. My mother-in-law got one of those mud mask beauty treatments. She looked great for 3 days, and then mud fell off. I always wanted to be a Gregorian monk. Oh, wait. And now, the final joke today. I always wanted to be a Gregorian monk.
Didn't work out?
I always wanted to be a Gregorian monk, but I never got the chance.